Joe Pride's online. Morning to you, Joe.
Hey, good morning.
Good to talk to you, mate. I just wanted to get an update on this really nice type, Brooke Magic, who you've got entered for Caulfield, the Quizette. Has this been a target with her?
Yeah, look, she was shaping up well in the early couple of early runs this preparation, and sort of had to chat to Jamie about possibly targeting a stakes race with her, and hopefully the way it's worked out would be, a filly that's wintered well up against horses that are sort of resuming a bit of a fitness edge and hopefully also a wet track. And at this stage, a few of these things are starting to align, which is very good.
Yeah, they are. Jason Kerr told me this morning, the track manager there, they're expecting anywhere between 10 and 20 mil, and it could end up being a little bit more. It really does depend on just when it arrives and where it arrives. But he's saying at the moment, Joe, worst case would be soft. So I guess we'll just monitor that through the week. But you feel that would certainly suit Brooke Magic?
Yeah, definitely. The wetter the better there for her. Look, she's fine on a dry track, but I figure it's just to her advantage and obviously to the detriment of some of the better class horses resuming if it was wet for us.
You've placed her along the road at Kembla a couple of times and at Warwick Farm last time back in early July. You've obviously got a good opinion of her.
Yeah, she's a really nice filly. I think 1200 saw her out the other day, and that's why targeting this race at 1100 looks ideal.
Okay, and has she done much in the Melbourne direction? Is she a filly you think will get around Caulfield?
Because she's a very tractable filly, and I would think there wouldn't be too many problems with that. She's quite smart. She adapts to a lot of different situations, and I wouldn't see that as a problem.
She's got, I was talking to Peter Snowden 10 minutes ago, she's got form around Drackeries, who lines up in a group race. So you can take some sort of line that if you've made the improvement like you sense, well, then she's in this sort of group of races coming up, isn't she?
Yeah, look, she's a really competitive filly. I've got no doubt she'll be up to these horses. As I say, particularly getting them early in their preparations. Yeah. It'll just be a little bit of luck and running, and as I say, hopefully some wet weather on the way.
Good opportunity for Jamie Walter and the crew there with Proven Thoroughbreds. A good group of owners in this one.
Yes, super. And Jamie does a great job managing them, and Proven's a company I'm proud to be part of the business.
Yeah, for sure. And you just feel at this stage that 1100 is going to be around this time of the year is going to be suitable for her.
Yeah, it's the ideal trip for her. 1100 metres, and especially around a track like Caulfield, tight turning little track, I think that'll really suit her.
Yep, understand. And mate, while I've got you, how's Terra Vista?
Super, yeah, really happy with him. So, he's going to have his first trial on the 25th. I'll give him probably three trials. Obviously, sort of well-documented, hoping to get a slot in the Everest if we can. Know how good our horse is on his day. He's a fantastic horse first up, never missed a place first up, and it's always in the best company. So, one of the few horses in the race that's beaten Chautauqua fair and square on a couple of occasions, and I'd love an opportunity to do that again.
Well, we'll watch for that first of those trials coming up. Good on you, Joe. Good luck. I hope the weather turns out all right. You've got a good opinion of Brooke Magic, and I think you've got Oliver, haven't you, Damien?
Yes, Damien's been booked for the ride,
yeah. Yes, good opportunity. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Great. Thanks very much, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Joe Pryor joining us there with Brooke Magic.